Japan has officially moved from policy to practice in its bid to dominate the high-tech manufacturing sector. Today, April 8, 2026, the National Tax Agency, NTA, issued the final operational guidelines for the Japan Strategic Technology Tax Credit, a centerpiece of the nation's 2026 tax reform. The move provides immediate clarity for corporations investing in the dual engines of Japan's future economy, semiconductors and green energy. Under the new guidelines, eligible manufacturers can now choose between two powerful fiscal incentives to offset rising global supply chain costs: a 7% tax credit on the acquisition costs of strategic assets or immediate 100% depreciation. Semiconductors and green energy in focus. The Japan Strategic Technology Tax Credit is not a broad-based R&D perk. It is a laser-focused industrial tool. The NTA has outlined strict criteria for what qualifies as strategic industrial technology, primarily prioritizing next-generation semiconductors, investing in domestic fabrication and advanced packaging facilities, green energy manufacturing, production of EV batteries, hydrogen fuel cells, and high-efficiency solar components. By allowing 100% immediate depreciation, the government is effectively allowing firms to write off the entire cost of new factories or equipment in the first year, providing a massive liquidity boost to capital-intensive projects. Enhancing global competitiveness. This operational phase comes at a critical time as Japan seeks to de-risk its supply chains and bring critical manufacturing back to its shores. For multinational corporations and domestic giants alike, the Japan Strategic Technology Tax Credit acts as a buffer against inflation and high energy costs. Tax directors are advised to audit current acquisition plans immediately, as the NTA guidelines require specific documentation linking investments to Japan's broader industrial security goals to qualify for the 7% credit.